Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
State House Speaker Tom Tillis seemed to suggest recently on his Facebook page that he is open to the idea of nullification. That's the notion that states can refuse to obey federal law simply by declaring federal actions unconstitutional. It's a position often espoused by the Tea Party and the state's rights crowd, and as the Greensboro News and Record recently pointed out, it was used by southern states who refused to abide by school desegregation decisions by federal courts. Tillis also asked readers of his Facebook page if they would be interested in a, quote, town hall on options for fighting the federal government's encroachment of states' rights. That came after Tillis raised the states' rights issue in connection with the Affordable Care Act, saying, quote, with 30 Republican governors and 27 GOP-controlled state legislatures, we have never been better positioned to assert states' rights. Tillis and his right-wing pals seem to have forgotten about the preamble to the U.S. Constitution that speaks of a more perfect union. Tillis either doesn't understand that, or he is merely pandering to far-right extremists, and it's disturbing either way. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.